is 7 o'clock. I'm Rod Robinson.
And I'm Carol.
We are here for you live now. We did pre-tape the first hour of the show, but as I heard when we came in, something went wrong. Sorry about that. We're here for you now, though, for the last hour this morning on CKWFM 95.9 on your FM dial. We were across the street.
Yes, at CBC.
Chatting with Nadia and Bruce there on the Saturday morning show so we could beat the drum for our choir concert, which is today at 1:30.
Yes, at Meadowood United, 1111 Dakota.
1:30, did I say? We could sing a variety of songs for you. It's a silver collection, although a little rustle of paper wouldn't go amiss there as well. And to start, I think this hour, well, we'll get Carol to look up the weather, of course, and then we'll have our children's corner. But why don't we have something, Carol, that we're going to sing today?
Oh, that's a good idea.
All right.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
Susan Boyle singing that, of course. If you remember that, Britain's Got Talent. And Carol McKibben is going to sing a bit of a solo on that this afternoon.
Tiny bit.
Tiny bit at the beginning, tiny bit at the end.
Yep.
For a concert at Meadowood United Church at 1:30. 4 minutes after 7, then, Carol McKibben, what about the weather?
Well, it's 2 degrees out there. But it's going to be pretty sunny today. Barometric pressure 101.1 and rising. Humidity 67%. Wind coming from the northwest at 20. So there will be a mix of sun and cloud, but I think there may be more sun than cloud. I'm crossing my fingers. How about that? Wind coming from the northwest at 30, gusting to 50, and a high today of 11, which is great. What's that?
If you've got Granny on the front steps, you want to tie her down again.
Well, I was going to, yeah.
Gusting to 50.
11, I was going to say, that's great. But the normal is 18 at this time of year.
Well, exactly.
So we can do a little bit better. Come on.
We're getting ripped off.
Yeah. Well, it might be 18 on Monday, but it might also be cloudy all day. So
or who knows what it'll be on Monday. Today's only Saturday.
That's right.
Yes. At 7:05. Quick look at sports for you, since we didn't do it at the start of the first hour. Stanley Cup playoffs last night. Montreal, we stuck with them right through. Played the Buffalo Sabres. Montreal pulled away right away quick, 2-0, and Buffalo useless on the power play and not doing very well in the faceoff. So Montreal has won 5-1, tied that series one game apiece.
So they won it
yes.
in the first period.
Exactly.
They could have gone home.
Exactly. Las Vegas Golden Knights and the Anaheim Ducks last night. Golden Knights won 6-2, and they lead that series 2-1. The AHL playoffs, the Manitoba Moose battled the Grand Rapids Griffins last night. The Moose lost 5-2. As Yoko Ono used to say, the dream is over for this year. Professional Women's Hockey League in the playoffs. Last night, Boston and Ottawa. Ottawa won 2-1. Montreal and Minnesota last night. Minnesota won 3-1. Sunday, it's Boston and Ottawa at 2. Minnesota and Montreal at 6. Belfast Giants have re-signed J.J. Pegunic. I have no idea how to pronounce his name.
Okay.
If you're Italian, would it be double C would be hard, don't you think?
Pick? Yes, I think so.
Yeah. I wanted to call him Pegunic, but I'm sure that's not his name. So let's call him Pegunic. He was previously played in the AHL for the Toronto Marlies, and I do like this. He played for the Newfoundland Growlers.
Oh, wow.
Now, isn't a growler some kind of iceberg or something? When the ice rubs against each other?
Could be. It's also a size of a jug.
Oh, you're right, too.
Yep.
Imagine if it was full of screech. Anyways, that's the Belfast Giants. Baseball, Toronto Blue Jays took on the Los Angeles Angels last night. The Jays won 2-0. Same again today at 2. Sunday at 12:30. Well, the American Association of Winnipeg Gold Eyes home opener will be May the 19th.
Okay.
6:30 against the Kane County Cougars. I say we were just next door chatting with Nadia, who hosts the weekend morning show.
We're going to take her to a game.
Going to take her to a Gold Eyes game. Told her she had to bring pom-poms and learn the songs.
Yes, well,
her eyes went quite wide there, I thought. Yeah. Basketball, Toronto Raptors are done, losing their series to the Cleveland Cavaliers earlier this week, I think. And I'll leave it there.
Okay.
Now, I see that the government finally has been listening to what I've been saying for years.
What
about the trades?
Right.
You know, all the emphasis on university. Do you think you can get...
Oh, I see those trades. Yes.
Do you think we can survive without a good plumber? Sorry, good plumber? Of course not. No.
No. Or an electrician or any of the others?
It's a little early for the children's corner, but I'm going to direct this towards the children as well. If you your career you were looking for example, like Voyageur, this being Canada.
Right.
Short men in a birch bark station wagon, stuck to the gunnels for a 6-week haul. Cutting through the rapids and the waves like a water dragon, bid farewell to Montreal.
Adieu, adieu, amore.
Stroke by stroke up the Ottawa, Mattawa, Nipissing French into Georgian Bay. Sault Ste. Marie by Michimili Mackinac, Lake Superior with hell to pay.
Lake Superior à traverser.
With a Anna, paddle all the day. On la ma boule, juste un canot qui coule. La vie d'amener des engagés. Les voyageurs, les voyageurs, les voyageurs, les voyageurs. 80 kilo packs on my back portage. And beats tripping up my moccasin boots. Sell my soul for a fire and a foot massage. Pipe and a game of trivial pursuits.
Allumez la pipe et glou, glou, glou.
Top line 1 Flanagan, Buckville, Pemmican, Muskeg, Rum Keg, Rendezvous, Hardtack, Tamarack, do it overall again, Skeeters and the Peters and the Salt Pork Stew.
Neighbors speak on a
with Anna, 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 paddle all the day. On est là, ma brute, c'est un canot qui coule.
La vie d'amener des engagés.
Les voyageurs,
les voyageurs,
les voyageurs,
les voyageurs.
Of the martin, otter and rat, raccoon and squirrel and a beaver top hat, white-tailed deer and a lynx and a mink and a thin bark skin to keep it out of the drink. White water, water, blue, fear, run through me, 14 white crosses on the shore, get the tobacco for the bitchy, who me, loy de la mosse, les hommes du nord.
Les voyageurs,
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 les voyageurs,
voyageurs,
voyageurs.
From Canada Needs You, Volume 1. And I realized in the background as well that the computer still wants to play the what's all ran before us on the computer. So we won't be able to use some of the things we normally do until we finish our show. So that's all right. So what I'm going to say is then that wake them, shake them then, because I'm afraid if I try and play the
can't you just
theme.
Stop that other thing?
I'm going to have to go out and see if we can reset the equipment, etc.
Okay.
Boys and girls, wake up. Wake them, shake them. Time for the Children's Corner then. And Carol McKibben, what is Sunday?
Sunday the 10th.
Yes.
Oh, it must be Mother's
That's
Day.
That's right, boys and girls. So here's John Draney with one view with a story about Mother's Day. Pay close attention.
How we kept Mother's Day. Of all the different ideas that have been started lately, I think that the very best is the notion of celebrating once a year Mother's Day. When our family first heard about it, we thought it was a fine idea and decided to have a special celebration. It made us all realize how much Mother had done for us for years and all the efforts and sacrifice that she had made for our sake. So we decided to make it a great day and do everything we could to make Mother happy. Father decided to take a holiday from the office, and my sister Ann and I stayed home from college classes, and Mary and my brother Will stayed home from high school. The two girls thought it would be a nice thing to dress in our very best for such a big occasion, and so they both got new hats. Mother trimmed both the hats, and they looked fine, and Father had bought four-in-hand silk ties for himself and us boys as a souvenir of the day to remember Mother by. We were going to get Mother a new hat, too, but it turned out that she really seemed to like her old gray bonnet better than a new one, and both girls said that it was awfully becoming to her. Well, after breakfast, we had it arranged as a surprise for Mother that we would hire a motor car and take her for a beautiful drive away into the country. But on the very morning of the day, we changed the plan a little bit because it occurred to Father that better than a motor drive would be to take Mother fishing. As Father said, if you just go out driving without any object, you have a sense of aimlessness. But if you're going to fish, well, then there's a definite purpose in front of you to heighten the enjoyment. And anyway, it turned out that Father had just got a new rod the day before, which made the idea of fishing all the more appropriate, and he said that Mother could use it if she wanted to. In fact, he said it was practically for her. Only Mother said she would much rather watch him fish and not try to fish herself. So we got everything arranged for the trip, and we got Mother to cut up some sandwiches and make up a sort of lunch in case we got hungry. Though, of course, we were to come back home again for a big dinner in the middle of the day, just like Christmas or New Year's Day. Mother packed it all up in a basket for us, ready to go in the car. Well, it turned out that there hardly seemed as much room in the car as we had supposed because we hadn't reckoned on Father's fishing basket and the rods and the lunch, and it was plain enough that we couldn't all get in. Father said not to mind him. He said that there was a lot of rough, dirty work that he could do, like digging a trench for the garbage that would save hiring a man. He said that we were not to let the fact of his not having had a real holiday for 3 years stand in our way. He wanted us to go right ahead and be happy, not to mind him. He said that he could plug away all day, and in fact, he said he'd been a fool to think there'd ever been a holiday for him. But, of course, we all felt that it would never do to let Father stay home, especially as we knew that he'd make trouble if we did. The two girls, Anne and Mary, would gladly have stayed and helped get the dinner, only it seemed such a pity to, on such a lovely day as this, having their new hats. But they both said that Mother had only to say the word, and they'd gladly stay home and work. Will and I would have dropped out, but unfortunately, we wouldn't have been any use in getting the dinner. So, in the end, it was decided that Mother would stay home and just have a lovely, restful day around the house and get the dinner. It turned out, anyway, that Mother doesn't care for fishing, and also that it was just a little bit cold and fresh out of doors, though it was lovely and sunny, and Father was rather afraid that Mother might take cold if she came. So we all drove away with three cheers for Mother, and Mother stood and watched us from the veranda for as long as she could see us, and Father waved his hand back to her every few minutes till he hit his hand on the window of the car and then said that he didn't think Mother could see us any longer. Well, we had the loveliest day up among the hills that you could possibly imagine, and Father caught such big specimens that he felt sure that Mother couldn't have landed them anyway if she had been fishing for them. And Will and I fished, too, though we didn't get as many as Father. And the two girls met quite a lot of people that they knew as we drove along, and there were some young men friends of theirs that they met along the stream and talked to, and so we all had a splendid time. It was quite late when we got back, nearly 7 o'clock in the evening, but Mother had guessed that we would be late, so she had kept back the dinner so as to have it just nicely ready and hot for us. And we sat down to the grandest kind of dinner, roast turkey and all sorts of things, like on Christmas Day, you know. Mother had to get up and down a good bit during the meal, fetching things back and forward. And at the end, Father noticed it and said she simply mustn't do it, that he wanted her to spare herself. And he got up and fetched the walnuts over from the sideboard himself. The dinner lasted a long while and was great fun, and when it was over, all of us wanted to help clear the things and wash the dishes, only Mother said that she would really much rather do it, and so we let her, because we wanted just for once to humor her. It was quite late when it was all over, and when we all kissed Mother before going to bed, she said it had been the most wonderful day of her life. And I think there were tears in her eyes. So we all felt awfully repaid for all that we had done.
Have you ever had occasion to borrow money? Have you ever borrowed $10 under a rigorous promise of your...
Well, there's another second thought there for you, boys and girls. Have you ever borrowed money at all? John Draney, the great John Draney, from Read Stephen Leacock for Mother's Day. Bit of vanished vinyl for you there that we came from the CDC Record Library for a song at 7:18.
Well done.
So there's something that the computer wants to play, and I was trying to beat it out of it, but it sounds like we're on the air all right, so we'll carry on then with Children's Corner, because I see the Beaver magazine won an award.
Now, wait a minute. It's not called the Beaver magazine.
Well, that's just
anymore.
It's called the Canadian History Magazine.
Yes.
And you think to yourself, do we have to change the title?
Well,
when you get to be my age, etc., you remember it as the Beaver.
Well, apparently on internet searches it was a problem, so...
Well, they keep sending me notes about, of course, what's in the latest issue, etc. And
oh,
nice to see that they won an award. And so with that in mind, I thought we should play a song about the Beaver.
Okay.
I've traveled the world, I've sailed all seven seas, found many a treasure and great mysteries, from the Sphinx's grand riddle to those missing car keys. No puzzle can fool me for long. But there's one mystery that enrages my guts, and I swear that I'll solve it, no ifs, ands, or buts. And my friends say it's driving me totally nuts, and they've had it with tagging along.
The question is, how do you explain the Beaver?
Right.
There's a beaver in my backyard. He's cutting down our trees. My dad has asked him nicely, but he just will not leave. He's dragging branches in our pool, packing them with mud. We're afraid the next time that it rains, there's gonna be a flood. Beavers live near water. They love quiet lakes and streams. The one that's in our backyard likes the city best, it seems. With big buck teeth and flat black tail, he's really quite a sight. He's a busy little beaver, 'cause he's working day and night. There's a beaver in my backyard. He's cutting down our trees. Dad has asked him nicely, but he just will not leave. He's dragging branches in our pool, packing them with mud. We're afraid the next time that it rains, there's gonna be a flood. Mom says beavers are famous for the fur that's on their back. If he cuts down another tree, Dad'll have a heart attack. When he slaps the water with his tail, I think it's pretty funny. The kids at school think it's cool, his picture's on our money. There's a beaver in my backyard, he's cutting down our trees. My dad has asked him nicely, but he just will not leave. He's dragging branches in our pool, packing them with mud. We're afraid the next time that it rains, there's gonna be a flood. Home from school, I wanted to take a swim. I couldn't dive into the pool, and it's all because of him. He's built a lodge that's really big. There's nothing I can do. I can't wait till tomorrow when they take him to the zoo. There's a beaver in my backyard. He's cutting down our trees. My dad has asked him nicely, but he just will not leave. He's dragging branches in our pool, packing them with mud. We're afraid the next time that it rains, there's gonna be a flood. We're afraid the next time that it rains, there's gonna be a flood.
How true that is, how true that is. Sometimes they chew down a tree and you realize it was bigger than you could pull into the water. So they're industrious, all right, and they take good care of their teeth, wouldn't you say, Carol?
They do. I think they gnaw so much that their teeth keep growing, and they gnaw and their teeth get worn away, but they keep growing. And
so that's why, children, you should chew your celery every day. Chew a piece of celery every day.
Yes.
So your teeth don't grow right out of your head and down over your chin.
Well, there's that, too.
At yep. 7:23. Now, we've put in a call to see if we can make sure we can broadcast after we leave here at 8 o'clock. But I think in the meantime, we talked about sports, and we talked about the Gold Eyes starting up, of course, and how the Bombers.
We talked about Mother's Day.
Are at work. The new quarterback, we have high hopes. Boy, they're really battling it this year. They're
yes, they've got
three or four
good
quarterbacks.
Yes.
Who we'll have to see who.
They're all fighting
comes
for second fiddle.
The argument is, of course, to keep Mr. Kolaris healthy and upright.
To learn from him.
That would be very good as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about the Gold Eyes. And we're going to have some repair work here done about the end of the month. I'm looking at the pipes that sit over the
desks
of our station manager and the program coordinator. And when they start to leak, ooh. So yeah. I've put plastic over. So they're coming in to do some remedial work. And when we know more, we'll tell you more.
Yeah, we don't have an exact date.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because we'd like to get Tanner Cadwallader
yes.
of the Bombers to come in.
Excellent.
And talk about his past mm-hmm. and his hopes for the future as he plays for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. What was his number? I think it's 43, isn't it? We better look that
doesn't
up.
Doesn't sound right.
40, do I hear 47?
47? 44, no, 47.
Don't tell me we've been watching the wrong player all this
year.
Yeah, anyways. Birthday today. Born on this day in 1909. Don Messer.
Ah.
Canadian folk fiddler and band leader.
Same year as my aunt.
Tremendous interest in following the CBC until they cut his show, so he went somewhere else. Yes. Don Messer. And this, for Mother's Day, let's have...
Mother's Reel.
Mother's Reel is right. Of Don Messer, the Millennium Collection there, Mother's Reel at 727. See, I'm looking at the Free Press book pages, because we did get this just before we left home. Since we weren't here for the first hour, and I don't know what you got to hear the first hour, reviewed by Sheila Jones, Oblivious. Residential schools, segregated hospitals, and the use of Indigenous people as slaves of race science. How's that for a title? Sheila Jones says, this was the last book that the author Elaine Dewar did, her final book. She was in the hospital in 2025, dying when this was finished. A memoir of the daughter of a Jewish Saskatoon medical doctor and a deep and detailed investigation into the distressing question of why she had grown up oblivious to segregated Indian hospitals and Indian residential schools. So while Dewar's writing is engaging, repeatedly following her down research rabbit holes, digging without any assurance of finding anything useful can at times be daunting. That said, this lengthy book serves to memorialize Dewar's investigative chops. It's an apt final story for a tenacious investigative journalist who dared to open a door of revelation. Free Press book pages today. Say, new biography of Judy Blume.
Oh.
Boy, we used to sell Judy Blume by the ton.
I know.
And one day, a man... came, I had a brush cut and a bit of a broken nose to Eaton's book department.
Okay.
And he said, we had a father come to the police department and he wanted us to make you take one of the Judy Blume books off the shelf.
Wow.
I said, say what? And it turned out that he found his daughter had a copy of maybe Deanie or something under her pillow.
Yes.
And, of course, there are Judy Blume books at different ages.
Right.
And as the biography here says, the reviewer says, Judy Blume talked about frank approach to taboo subjects such as menstruation, divorce, wet dreams, and teenage sex. Sold, what, 90 million copies in 32 languages? So, he said, I'm warning you that the dad may come and see you.
Right.
And be angry.
Right.
And so I went to Buffy right away.
Right.
Who was our department manager.
Yes.
And it was the wisdom of Solomon.
Yes, he was very good.
He said, we'll take that Judy Blume title and we'll just put a little higher up on the shelf.
Right.
So nobody who's that short
yes.
can reach it. So it's for older children.
Teenagers.
Good call.
Yep. Yeah.
So we did not take it off the shelf.
Right.
The end of the story. So, review, oh yes it is, 480 pages.
Ooh-wee.
So, favorably reviewed in today's Winnipeg Free Press is called Judy Blume, A Life, not surprising. Reviewed by Bev Sandel Greenberg, Winnipeg writer and editor. As well, yes, fantasy author Guy Gavriel Kay, who lived in Winnipeg for a time, is among the finalists named for the annual Aurora Awards, presented by the Canadian Science Fiction and Fantasy Association.
Wow.
And he talks about, this is Ben Sigurdsson's column, Paper Chase, Written on the Dark, which we interviewed him for, came out in paperback. Yes, we mentioned that last week. Among the finalists for the Best Novel Award. So good for him. Winnipeg author, which I'll have a look for this. Winnipeg author Joel Nadecki is among the finalists for the $1,000 Best First Crime Novel Prize.
Oh, wow.
So that's pretty broad, crime.
Yeah.
In this year's Crime Writers of Canada's Awards of Excellence. Because I'm always looking for a new book for our mystery book club.
Yes.
Now, I've already chosen next fall's.
Yes.
And it's up now. If you want to sign up on the McNally Robinson book page.
But it's a mystery book club, so unless crime is a mystery as well.
Well, I'm going to have a look at it, see if it's in the library, and then we'll decide.
Okay.
But if you'd like to sign up now, you certainly can for September, October, November coming up. And, well, this doesn't happen very often. The new and paperback, 1, 2, 3, 4, all four of them are interesting to me. Sonny Boy, a memoir by Al Pacino, the actor.
Oh, okay. It's not about the cereal then.
The Hidden Life of Trees, What They Feel, How They Communicate, Discoveries from a Secret World.
Like The Secret Life of Plants years ago.
Well, there's a bit of that, or Learn to Communicate with Your Ent, if you know your Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
How to Lose Your Mother, a daughter's memoir just in time for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Contributing writer at Vanity Fair, that's Molly Young Fast, describes how her relationship with her mother, writer Erica Young, deteriorated both before and after a dementia diagnosis. And then Paris Undercover, wartime story of courage, friendship, and betrayal. Paris Undercover. All four of those now out in paperback, as indicated in the pages of today's Winnipeg Free Press.
Okay.
Biography, birthday today, yes. 1944, Richie Furay. American singer, songwriter, guitarist, Buffalo Springfield. That famous story where they sort of bump into Neil Young on the streets.
Oh, right. Was he driving a hearse?
Yeah. He was driving the hearse from Canada. And
right.
He and I think Stephen Stills knew each other from some other before. Anyways, this song is a Neil Young song. And, of course, it's about Winnipeg.
Yes.
Stomping all over my face. Where's that silhouette I'm trying to trace? Who's putting sponge in the bells I once rung and taking my gypsy before she's begun to sing in the meaning of what's in my mind before I can take home what's rightfully mine? Join. Happiness thing. Who's trying to tune all the bells that he rings? And who's in the corner and down on the floor with pencil and paper just counting the score? Who's trying to act like he's just in between? The night isn't black if you know that it's green. Don't bother looking, you're too blind to see. And who's coming home on old 95? Who's got the feeling here to keep me alive? Though having it, sharing it ain't quite the same. Ain't a golden nugget you can't lay a claim.
Who's seeing eyes through the crack in the floor? There it is, baby, don't you worry no more. Who should be sleeping but to write this song? Wishing and hoping he weren't so damn wrong. Who's saying, baby, that don't mean a thing? Cause nowadays Clancy can't even sing.
With nowadays Clancy can't even sing.
That's you knew Clancy.
Clancy Smith lived here in Winnipeg, went to Kelvin, used to sing in the halls. Faldery, faldera, faldera.
Really? The
principal said no.
Yeah.
No, we're not doing it.
Can't do
no
that.
Singing. No singing in there. Yep. And of course, Neil Young was there
right.
as well.
Also went to Kelvin.
Yes.
Okay.
So Richie Fury, born on this day in 1944, musician, songwriter, retired pastor, co-founder, Buffalo Springfield, Poco, and the Southern Hillman Fury Band. He helped pioneer, fair comment, country rock genre. Best known song written during his tenure at Buffalo Springfield, eventually performed by Poco, Kind Woman, which he wrote for his wife, Nancy. Hmm. But the Buffalo Springfield days, well, great plans and all. February 66, Fury successfully contacted Stephen Stills, flew to Los Angeles to join the band that he was supposedly assembling.
Yes.
So he gets there and he realizes the band is him. Him and Stephen Stills.
Oh, dear.
Right. So he considered about going back to the East Coast, but he stuck it out in Stills' one-bedroom apartment. And they rehearsed the parts and harmonies of Stills' new songs, many of which did appear on the Buffalo Springfield's debut album. So, April the 6th. Fury and Stills accidentally encountered Neil Young and Bruce Palmer while the former was driving his 1953 Pontiac hearse on Sunset Boulevard. And then he added Dewey Martin, Bingo Bango, and a bongo. Well, tough to keep that crowd together.
Yeah, I bet.
Neil Young apparently was a handful, yes.
Yeah, the personality.
He didn't always show up, don't
yeah.
you know?
No,
so
dear.
The band's debut single.
Yes.
Nowadays, Clancy can't even sing. Fury contributed lead vocals. On the B-side, Go and Say Goodbye, sang lead in unison with Stills. Anyway, so we are. From Retrospective, the best of Buffalo Springfield
right.
at 7:38.
Yes.
You're listening to the Saturday Morning Show here on CKUW-FM 95.9 on your FM dial. So much music last week, we couldn't get to it all. I've got to look him up now.
Yes.
I think he's still out there. I'm almost sure of it, which tells me then this must have been his birthday last week.
I can
look
him
up. Because I'm looking at, got this from a charity shop, Yours Until Tomorrow. That's cute. Yes. Picture of him as he was, 60s and 70s, and then as he was years later. It's Engelbert Humperdinck, of course.
Well, of course.
Release Me, There Goes My Everything.
He's 90.
90-something, eh? Yes. A Man
90.
Without Love, right?
Well, he just turned 90 last Saturday, as you...
But of course, his real name wasn't Engelbert Humperdinck. But with a name like that, you're difficult to forget.
That's true. Well, there was a composer, Engelbert Humperdinck.
There was. So why don't we play Am I That Easy to Forget?
Ah.
They say you found somebody new, but that won't stop my loving you. I just can't let you walk away. Forget the love I had for you. Guess I could find somebody new. But I don't want no one but you. How can you leave without regret? Am I that easy to forget? Before you leave, be sure you find you want his love much more than mine. I'll just say we've never met if I'm that easy to forget.
Through the ages. Am I that easy to forget? What was his real name, Carol?
Well, his real name was Arnold George Dorsey, which you'd think, Dorsey, that's a good name for a stage name.
Tommy Dorsey.
Right.
Jimmy Dorsey.
Yeah, like,
but no,
come on.
But he was born
in the 50s. He was, he started under Jerry Dorsey.
Right.
Arnold George, so Jerry, I don't know how.
Yeah.
So that's how he started in the 50s. And then after 65, his partner, manager, Gordon Mills, said, you know, you should use the name of that German composer, you know, Engelbert Humperdinck. And you think, what?
Are you nuts?
But, you know, it would draw people's attention to
very
your name.
Very true, very true.
Yes.
Like Tanner Cadwallader.
Like Tanner Cadwallader.
The next thing you know.
Yep, yep. And... you may not know this, Ron.
I don't know this.
He was born in Madras, which was part of British India.
Yes, up till, what, 47
time.
Or so.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Till
he
was
90.
Born in
1936.
Hokey
and a crookie.
Yep, because he's 90.
Happy birthday plus 1 week.
Yes.
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 We were
maybe having a quieter birthday than Sir David Attenborough, who's like, I thought I was going to have a quiet birthday.
Poor bugger.
Now I find myself on the stage at Royal Albert Hall.
Yes, and a big to-do on BBC. And BBC, you know how they'll do a story? They must have done three or four in a row if you look them up.
Yes.
And big TV show as well. I just wheel them out, boys.
Boy, yeah.
Everybody wants
to
shake his hand.
He's still doing well.
Yes.
Yep, 100.
Looking at...
Yes.
A book that we bought in Liberty.
Oh,
Liberty,
yes.
Liberty, not that Liberty.
No.
This is the Liberty department store in London.
Yes, lovely.
We bought
Arts and
How
Crafts.
To Be a Good Husband.
Yes.
And How to Be a Good Wife. So last week we did How to Be a Good Wife. So I'm going just to remind you.
I think I should be reading this and you should be reading the wife one.
I'm always prepared to learn something new, Carol.
Okay, go ahead.
Remember, this small volume of Do's and Don'ts should help guide you away from errors and pitfalls because it's from 1936.
Yes.
And in England. So with that in mind,
yes,
let's take a look at what he has to tell us today. Yeah. No wife looks at everything from the same point of view as her husband does. She has her own point of view and the husband has his. So if you know a thing is black, don't be surprised if your wife says it is white. At any rate, don't fly into a rage because she is so silly. Just agree to differ. Yeah? Don't tell your wife terminological inexactitudes, which are, in plain English, lies. A woman has a wonderful intuition for spotting even minor departures from the truth. And however much she has an aptitude for indulging in them herself, she scorns the male who utters them. Lying to her is a sign of weakness, and weakness in a man she regards as a crime. Don't let your wife get the impression that you feel superior because you earn the money. If this idea grows on her, she will regard you as a cad. After all, it is just as important in this world to know how to cook as to work at an office desk. And running home is not all honey. It can be fairly puzzling at times. Therefore, if your wife can cook and sew, take your hat off to her. Taking notes during that. I was taking notes.
Yeah, it was all about lying, so yes, I've got my eye on you.
I got my eye on you. 1936. Next week, then, How to Be a Good Wife. See, not just a pretty sound here on the Saturday Morning Show. We offer
equal rights for
advice and how-tos.
Weirdos. Yes, sorry.
You're on CKWFM 95.9. Now, I see that Robert Edward Turner III has died.
Oh.
We knew him as Ted.
Oh, right.
May the 6th, American businessman, I'll say, television producer, media proprietor, philanthropist, founded CNN.
Right.
First 24-hour cable news channel. Founded WTBS, pioneered the superstation concept. Television network TNT, TBS, Cartoon Network, and the Turner Classic Movie Channel.
Right.
Yes,
we forget.
That's how I would have set up the Turner Classic Movie Channel. He said he knew it was going to be a success right from the word go with nobody
else.
Yeah. But, you know, you may remember the old movies like Hopalong Cassidy is the best example. Hopalong bought all his movies.
His own
things
movies.
He did. Yes.
Yeah.
And sure enough, when TV came and it was such a big empty space to fill, he was able to either sell or lease out.
Makes
so
money.
I think Ted Turner bought the MGM library and this and that, which meant the earlier RKO library.
Yeah, and he had really good people, Robert Osborne
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
So I'm going to look him up because the Turner Classic Movie is changing something on their Sunday night schedule.
Oh.
Because Sunday night they are going to feature the first film that was shown the Turner Classic Movie Channel.
How fitting.
Thank you.
will have guessed, that was the main title to Gone with the Wind, which was the first movie that Ted Turner chose wow. to start Turner Classic Movie Channel with. So they're going to show it again.
Right.
Sunday night at 7 o'clock our time.
So do we know when that was?
1939, I think.
Turner Classic Movie started
no,
at night?
No. No, I don't.
Oh.
What I was going to say was Sunday night, 7 o'clock our time, yeah. because all I did was type in TCM, and you yeah. asked for the schedule, and what comes up right away now for us is our schedule, as opposed to Down East or America, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh,
you've got to be
good.
Careful you get the right. Yes, yes. So I think they did a documentary, they did an interview with him, of course, years back, about Ted Turner, which is where I got the quote. He knew right away. He right. was so confident that it was going to be a success. And the different studios he had, that he bought their catalog and then expanded on it, of course.
Right.
You can't just do the same things over and over, but they do have their faves that they go back to, of course. Yes, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
7:53 then.
Yep.
And I was trying to look up somebody, I swear, one of the original members of Steppenwolf died a while back, and we were trying to look it up online, and we let it go for a couple of weeks, and then you think you're lost. So while I'm thinking about that, we should have a little Steppenwolf.
Okay.
Stand clear. Steppenwolf coming up. Thank you. I look it up. What we had was the anniversary of the birthday of the late John Raymond Goadsby, known as Goldie McJohn, Canadian keyboard player, best known as the original keyboardist for the rock group Steppenwolf. Originally a classically trained pianist, pioneer in the early use of the electronic organ Hammond B3 in heavy metal. 7:58, I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol.
We'll be back next Saturday morning, 6 until 8.
We should be back at 6 o'clock.
Apologies if you tuned in at 6 and it wasn't there for you, because it wasn't there for us when we came in just before 7.
Yes, we came in specially and pre-taped it for you. So,
I'm looking to tell you that stay tuned now for a brand new show.
Yes.
Weirdness devoted to it in the next hour. Here on CKWFM 95.9 on your FM dial. Molly Johnson coming to town June 17th. It's going to be at the Des Hôtels Concert Hall, 150 Defoe Road. That's out by the University of Manitoba. Look up Molly Johnson. It'll take you to how to get a ticket.
Excellent.
Here she is with My Oh My.
Come on, pretty baby, let's take a ride to far out places. We'll get inside of the world.